Hi, and welcome to the Commit Your Dream podcast, where we dive into the lives of developers at CleverTech who have taken the reins on coding their own life. Learn and get inspired about how you can create a customized solution to live the life of your dreams.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Commit to Your Dreams podcast by CleverTech, where we seek to share the unique stories of our talented developers here at CleverTech. I'm your host, Trevor McDonald, and today we are here with Thiago Letici. Thiago has been with CleverTech for a year now, and he has an interesting story about working remotely and starting at CleverTech that we wanted to share. So thank you, Thiago, for joining us. First off, Thiago, why don't you tell us who you are and where are you located?
Sure. So thanks for having me, Trevor. I am located in Brazil. I'm living in São Paulo currently. But I used to live in Porto Alegre. That's where I'm originally from.
Why don't you tell us the differences between Porto Alegre and São Paulo?
Sure. So Porto Alegre is still the capital of the city in the state of Rio Grande do Sul, but it's located in the very south of Brazil. It's still a big city, but not quite as much as São Paulo. São Paulo is a way bigger city, very well known here in Brazil. It is a change, not that big of a change because it's still a big city, but São Paulo, oof. It's crazy. A lot of things to see and do. And I enjoyed it. I enjoy living in the big city.
That's awesome. What's your favorite part about living in a big city?
Oh, I like that feeling of having something happening every day. Like there are new events, new restaurants, new places, parties and all that. So I really enjoy this feeling of having lots of things to do.
And what's your favorite food? Since you brought up restaurants, we might as well get that little tidbit out of the way.
Oh, I can talk about that because I've been making a list here in São Paulo of several places to go. But my favorite food by far is sushi. I love sushi. I've been to like 5 or 6 good sushi places here in São Paulo. And I have a whole list still to cover. So, yeah.
No, sushi is great. I'm a big fan of sushi myself.
Yeah.
Spending a lot of time in Canada, we had some of the best sushi in Vancouver. So I'm definitely with you on the love of sushi there. But why don't you tell us something interesting about you that most people don't know?
Sure. So I guess one interesting thing about me is that I did an exchange program to London. I studied computer science there for 1 year when I was 22 years old, I guess. And it was great. One of the best experiences of my life. So living abroad all by yourself. So it was the first time I was living far from my family and all friends. I learned a lot about new cultures. I also had the chance to travel through the whole Europe and I enjoyed it a lot. So I guess that's where my feeling to travel and all that came from this exchange program that I did. And it's amazing. It was a great experience for me.
No, that's awesome. And you said when you were 22, you did that?
I guess I was in the middle of my computer science course. And yeah, it was great. I lived there with 5 Asian girls and 1 Brazilian friend. They were awesome. I guess that's where I learned so much about sushi. And they did sushi to me. And it was great.
Sounds like a great time. How old are you now, if you don't mind us asking, just to put that in perspective?
Sure. I am 30 years old now. So it's been like 8 years.
Before that, what was it like growing up? Where did you grow up? Did you grow up in Porto Alegre as well? And how was your family like?
Yeah, I grew up in Porto Alegre and my family, I have parents and 1 sister, and it was great. I have a great family, very structured, and my sister, we used to fight a lot, but now we get along pretty well. We are like very close together. And a funny thing, my sister is going on a trip to the US today. She invited me to go with her, but she did like this last minute plan to go to the US. I guess she'll arrive in Miami and then she'll go to New York.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You might have to visit our CleverTech offices in New York one day if you ever get the chance.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you'll just have to join her next time. A lot of us have someone who's impulsive like that in our lives. So it's always fun to hear how they're traveling around the globe at the drop of a hat, as it were.
Yeah.
But no, that's pretty awesome. What got you into software development? Like, how did you get to what got you interested in computer sciences and software?
Yeah, so that's an interesting one. So since I was a kid, I wanted to be a doctor. So I had no idea I'll get into computer science. After I graduated in high school, here in Brazil, it's pretty hard to get into med school. Usually have to prepare for the university exam and all that to get into med school. I had this wonderful math teacher who taught math in a different way. He taught math applying logic to it. He just showed us how to solve those questions using more logic than just diving yourself into operations and math. And I was really impressed with that. And one day I talked to him, said that I was enjoying that a lot, the way that he taught math. And he said that computer science might be a field that I would enjoy. So I was really triggered. I was like, but all my life I wanted to be a doctor. What about now? So yeah, I changed like in the last minute of the subscribing to the med school exam. I was like, okay, I'll change. I'll go to computer science. So I did. Right in the first semester, I loved it. And here I am. So I graduated and became a software developer.
No, that's really awesome. That's really cool. Yeah. Especially since a lot of people are turned away by math in school. Yeah. So it's good that you stuck with it. And now you find something that you enjoy. Now the big question, because I've heard that you had an interesting story about how you got here at CleverTech. This is your first remote job, is it not?
Yes, this is my first remote job. And yeah, I have a cool story for that. So for joining CleverTech, I was working at a company here in Brazil. I had been working there for like 6 years, more or less. And I was already feeling in my comfort zone. I was thinking about changing projects or maybe switching jobs. But then COVID started. And with that, we know a lot of job opportunities appeared to work remotely all over the world. I was talking to a friend that was already working abroad. And he invited me to join like the company that he was working on. And I was like, okay, sure, why not? I wanted to switch jobs, so let's do it. So he said, so let's schedule an interview. I was like, interview? So yeah, that was so obvious. But I was like, maybe I'm not prepared for that. In my head, I was like, that whiteboard technical interview that I'll be asked and I'll fail and I'll get embarrassed. So maybe not. So I started to postponing that. I started to reject all jobs interviews, even though I wanted to change. I wanted to get out of my comfort zone. 1 year passed by, and then the same friend talked to me and said, hey, if you're so scared to fail, maybe you need some help, like psychological help to see what is going on with you. Maybe I'll do that. I'll look for that. And that was the best advice I could get, Trevor. I started the psychology sessions, and in a couple of months, of course, this is very different from person to person, but she made me see what was beyond the failure. And that was that there's a learning process to it. Sometimes you have to fail to learn from it, to get experience, and then you try again, and then you succeed. That's how life is there. There's no embarrassment in that. I guess after like four months or 5 months studying, something like that, I was ready to fail the interview. I was, okay, let's do it. I prepared enough. If I fail, I'll get experience from it and then I'll try again. So I talked to a friend, Bernardo, here. He was working here at CleverTech already, and he was telling great things about the company, about the culture, and it was remote work like I wanted to. And yeah, I accepted the job interview, and it turns out I didn't fail. I succeeded. There were no whiteboard algorithm questions. It was totally different. But that was just the first step of me getting out of my comfort zone. I was really happy with that. And after that, with that feeling that I could change, a couple of months after I joined CleverTech, I also decided that I wanted to move from my city, Porto Alegre, to, I don't know, another country or maybe another state here in Brazil. That's what I did. I moved to São Paulo. I got to know new places, new restaurants and all that. I met a new guy, which I'm dating, wonderful boyfriend. And everything started to happen. And all I had to do was take the chance to fail, take the risks. And it's crazy to think that it's been a year. I am at CleverTech and so many things happened. I did so many things. And now I'm here one year taking risks on all that. And all of a sudden, a lot of good things happen.
Great to hear you conquering your demons, as it were, and facing failure head on. And we're happy to have you. So it looks like it's worked out for everyone involved. So thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Of course, yeah.
How would you say the interview process at CleverTech was different than in other places?
CleverTech interview, to me, it was pretty much like a talk about tech and then a project that I had to do by myself. there was no pressure with that. If you're working in the tech industry, you always talk about tech with your friends, with your colleagues, and doing a project about the technology that you know pretty much is what you do in your daily basis at work. To me, it was more like what I do in my daily basis than an interview. So it was awesome.
Sounds like it was meant to be.
Yeah.
So that's great. Again, that's great that it worked out. What are some of your hobbies now that you are remote and you got to travel and relocate? So that was one thing.
Yeah.
But what are some of the things you like to do to unwind, as it were?
I like to do CrossFit. I'm not that guy that really talks about CrossFit all the time. Don't worry. But I really enjoyed it. It's so fun. Since I'm working remotely, sometimes, well, you feel lonely working by yourself. You don't have that office, that group of people. So CrossFit is great for that. You go there, you work out, you meet new people, new friends that also likes to work out. And another thing that I like to do is play online games. So I'm addicted to that since I was a little kid. So I play Dota, Counter-Strike, and so on. There's a big list that I like to play with some friends.
Are you very competitive? Are you playing these online games to win, or you do it more for the fun aspect
No,
of it?
No, I'm very competitive. Like I like to go to win, of course, with friends and playing that. I always have fun.
Perfect. What's on your bucket list?
I want to visit New York. So it's a place I really, really want to go. I heard so many good things and also the West Coast. That's on my bucket list. That's what next.
No, that sounds great. And you'll have to compare sushi on both of the coasts.
Yeah.
And now a big thing at CleverTech here is your freedom, mastery, and purpose. So in your own words, what would freedom, mastery, and purpose mean to you?
I believe freedom is when you're able to be yourself without the fear of being judged. I guess that's the biggest freedom that you can get. And I guess the most judgmental people in our actions are ourselves. So when you pass that fear to being judged and all that, I guess that's when freedom really, really comes. Well, mastery, I believe it's when you're able to teach someone things that you know, things that you learn, and then you're passing that knowledge forward. You don't need to be an expert in a subject to do that, Trevor. I believe it can be simple things like my mom, she loves to play video games as well. I don't think I mentioned that. And I introduced her to this new world of MMORPG where it's very complex for people that don't know. And I was really happy that I could teach something that I knew. And all of a sudden she was playing and she was, oh, I have this mage and I have this one that gives intelligence. So I'll put that because the output damage will be greater. And I said, yeah, you're learning. That's great. That to me is mastery, passing your knowledge forward and seeing people using that knowledge and to their own benefits. I think that's great. That's what mastery is about. That kind of connects with purpose, because I think when you're useful to someone or to your family or to your friends, that's why you are here. That's why you're social living human beings. I guess that's when true happiness comes. When you're seeing someone happy about something that you taught them, that you show them, I guess that's our biggest purpose.
No, that's great. That's a great outlook to have. And it's a great way to foster community. What's one thing that you've learned in your time starting at CleverTech or even before that you, if you could go back in time, you might tell a younger self?
Oh, that's easy. Take risks right now. Start taking risks. Don't be scared. Like, I would never imagine that I would be here talking in a podcast. I thought to myself, oh, you probably won't be that good. You'll stumble on some words and all that. But hey, you have to face new things. You have to learn new things. Go out there, take risks, don't be scared, and it'll do great, for sure.
No, that's perfect. It seems like you're having a great time enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
So that's great advice. And now, if for our listeners out there, where can they connect with you online?
Sure. So I don't usually post a lot on Instagram and all, but I'm active there. So you can search for me there. It's Thiago, B-L-O-T. You can search for that as well. And I have my Steam account that I can share that when, if you message me on Instagram, and you can play some games together for sure. I have LinkedIn. It's Thiago Lochisi.
And it was great to hear from you, Thiago. And I'm sure we'll have listeners who will try to connect to you in the near future.
Love meeting new people.
Great to hear from you, Thiago. And thank you for all our listeners for tuning in. And thank you, Thiago, for spending time with us today.
All right. Thanks, Trevor. It was awesome to be here. Thank you a lot.
No, thank you very much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We have an incredibly ambitious goal to reach 5,000 subscribers by the end of the summer. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it would mean the world to us if you hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on Spotify, hit the follow button. And if you genuinely love this podcast or feel like your friends and family could benefit, please share it with them. You can find us on Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn by simply searching CleverTech. And don't forget to check out our careers page if you're ready to commit your dream.